long as the check's clear, we're all right.
Yeah, they've got a way for you to find out for sure.
Also, later this morning, we're going to have some Muni tickets to give away and an opportunity also for you to win a trip to London. And we're going to announce, I guess, Emmys today. Emmy nominations come out a little later this morning. See if your favorite TV show is on the list.
Right now, it's 6:02, and Jim Cox has news.
Thanks, Cindy. We are at 79 degrees under a mostly clear sky, and News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller's forecast is brought to you by GCO Carpet and Color Tile Outlet. Summer clearance savings now at GCO. Berber for 59 cents a foot. Laminates as low as 179. You got to go to summer clearance savings at GCO.
Today's high, 98 degrees. It'll be mostly sunny. Sun index at a 9. Winds will be out of the west southwest at 10 miles per hour. Heat indices around 105 to 110. Overnight, fair and warm with low down to 79. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. High of 97 degrees. We head into the weekend with more sunshine. Only an outside chance for a heat-driven thundershower. Highs in the mid to upper 90s. From the KZK Satellite Weather Center, I'm News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller.
Well, Ms. Huey, the construction and attendant rubble continue at Huey's Honda.
True, some minor customer inconveniences are still with us, north of Highway 40 on Lindbergh.
KEZK News Time, 6:04. In a few hours, following the completion of autopsies, the ashes of John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and her sister Lauren Bessett will be spread over the area where their plane crashed Friday night. Family members say burial at sea will avoid having a spectacle made of Kennedy's final resting place. At Cape Canaveral, more disappointment for the crew of the Shuttle Columbia. Lightning caused their scheduled launch to be postponed again last night. They'll try it again tonight. The shuttle carries a $1.5 billion X-ray telescope. In St. Louis, official word is not expected for a few days, but it appears that TWA flight attendants have approved their contract with the airline. The deal includes an 11.5% raise over 18 months, but TWA President and CEO Bill Compton says he doesn't expect the increase in wages to cause financial problems for the airline.
Our employees deserve more. We want them to earn more. It'll allow us to become more efficient and more competitive.
Ticket agents, mechanics, and baggage handlers are also expected to approve the offer. If you normally travel Highway 40 to work, you might want to plan an alternate route tomorrow. The Minority Contractors Association will meet this evening to decide whether its members will block the highway during rush hour tomorrow morning. And a popular herbal remedy is about to go under the microscope. Researchers at the University of Arizona will participate in a study to determine whether St. John's wort really does help relieve depression. Europeans apparently think so. St. John's wort outsells Prozac by nearly 8-1 across the ocean. In sports, the Reds slipped by the Cards in Cincinnati last night, 1-0. The two teams will meet again this afternoon. KEZK News Time is 6:06. This news is brought to you by AdTel. Stop spending your time looking through the yellow pages and wasting your money on directory assistance. Call free 1-888-AREA-ADS. That's 1-888-AREA-ADS. We'll have a traffic update and recap John Fuller's forecast right after this.
Don't make plans for this Saturday.
Cohen's Appliance and TV's giant warehouse clearance sale. Don't miss it.
KEZK Time is coming up on 6:08. This traffic report is brought to you by your Suburban Journals. Join the thousands of people who say, I sold it fast in the journals. Call 966-FAST. Suburban Journal Classifieds, it'll work for you. Eastbound 70, just the usual volume now coming in from Cave Springs to the Blanchette Bridge. Same for westbound 270 in North County as drivers head for the Inner Belt. Rich Barklage is in the KEZK Shop and Save Jetcopter. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. Took a look at the Illinois side as we left the airport this morning. It was in pretty good shape, 5570. 64. Both look good. Highway 40 eastbound, right around Spady Road. They're still doing some striping. They were in the left lane there. Not too much of a problem with light traffic so far on Highway 40 going into downtown. 270 northbound, 44 eastbound, both in good shape. 44 coming from 141, 270 from Highway 30. I'm Rich Barklage in the KZK.
Come to Shop and Save for lean, meaty, fresh pork spare ribs. Just $1.19 a pound through Saturday. Limit 3 packages, please. The more you shop, the more you save. For total value, it's Shop and Save.
KEZK News Time, 6:09. Recapping John Fuller's forecast, the heat advisory continues, of course. Mostly sunny today with a high around 98 degrees. Under a mostly clear sky at Lambert, it's 79. It is 77 in Manchester. With news at the top and bottom of every hour and the traffic and weather you need to start your work day, I'm Jim Cox from the KEZK Newsroom.
Soft Rock 102.5 KEZK makes your workday more enjoyable. Turn KEZK on at work and hear the difference we can make while you work with continuous Soft Rock favorites.
KEZK Soft Rock 102.5.
Now I
know I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear.